How did you kind of hear about the toilet block? Did you see it on like a post somewhere that had been left there? Like, how did that kind of come about?
Yeah, so we did see it originally that it was advertised as like an office space. I'd come from SICUP originally, so I knew a fair bit about Swanley and where it was and that sort of thing. So we saw the space advertised, and the big drive for me was always to use a building that already had character. I didn't want to be another micro pub that opens up in yet another empty shop. Because it just doesn't have that same feel or story to the building that I was after. So we saw that in there, and we approached the council to work with them. I did all the building work myself as well, so from start to finish till now, it's all been done by me. So it's been quite a journey to have built the business yourself and then manage and run it.
I saw you had an extension of the sitting area last year. What did that kind of entail?
It was a taxi office in that back corner of the building, and they closed for whatever reason. Not sure. I think it was down to money and things, taxis in general.
Yeah, just life after COVID, to be fair, it just never picked up again. So
So they vacated, and we'd always said to the council that if it ever came available, we'd want it because then we've got the whole building. And as soon as they vacated, the council got in touch and said, you can have it if you want it. And that took a little bit of building work and things as well, didn't it, to get that open and going. But it's created such a nice space for a lot of our customers. They can kind of go around in the little snug corner, and there's a dartboard in there as well. So we have darts nights and things like that, which has put another layer of the community feel in the pub, which has been lovely, hasn't it, the past few months.